Esther chapter 6. Now, we're up to the point where Haman is plotting to kill Mordecai after deciding to kill all the Jews a bit later. And earlier, Mordecai had saved the king's life, but the king had rather forgotten about that. And Esther has invited the king to a banquet, and he's come with Haman, but she lost her nerve. She didn't ask him to not kill the Jews and to change the law. Instead, she just said, can you come tomorrow? So that's where we're up to. That night, the king couldn't sleep, so he ordered for the diaries of the empire to be read to him. And the part they read included the record of how Mordecai had found out the plot to kill the king, the plot that was made by Bigthana and Teresh. And the king asked, "How have we honoured Mordecai for doing this?" His servants replied, "Nothing was done to reward him at all." "Are any of the officers in the palace?" the king asked. Now Haman had just entered the courtyard and had come to ask the king to have Mordecai hanged on the gallows that he had made for them, these 20-metre-high gallows we read about. So the servants answered, "Haman is here, he's come to see you." "Oh, bring him in," said the king. So Haman came in, about to ask for Mordecai to be killed immediately. And the king said, "There's someone I would wish very much to honour. What do you think should be done for the person whom the king delights to honour?" Haman thought to himself, and this is pride. "Now, who would the king think to honour apart from me?" So he goes and tells the king what Haman would like done to him. So he said to the king, "Order that this man be clothed in the royal robes that you yourself wear," that is, set him up as your successor, "and put the king's special ornament on the king's own horse, and then get one of your greatest officers to dress the man in those robes and lead him on the horse all around the city square. And let the highest official announce, 'This is what is done to the king, to the man whom the king delights to honour.'" So the king said to Haman, "Quickly, get the robes, get the horse, and you go and do this for Mordecai the Jew. Do everything for him that you just suggested. You'll find him sitting at the entrance of the palace." And the fact the king says you'll find him sitting, when the whole issue was that Mordecai kept sitting and not standing in front of Haman, I just get the hint that the king realized what Haman was up to, because he says, "Do this for Mordecai the Jew." So Haman had to get the robes and the horse and clothe Mordecai with the robes. And then Mordecai mounted the horse and Haman had to lead him all around the city square, calling out to all the people, "This is what is done to the king, to the man whom the king delights to honour." And I doubt if there was much enthusiasm in his voice. Mordecai then returned to the entrance to the palace while Haman rushed home, covering his face in shame. He told his wife and all his friends what had happened to him. Then his wife and his friends said to him, "You are beginning to fall before Mordecai. He is a Jew, and you will not overcome him, and he is definitely going to defeat you." While they were still talking at Haman's house, the king's servants arrived in a hurry and urged Haman to come to Esther's banquet. Now that really is leaving us right on the edge of the cliff. What's going to happen? We're all expecting that, as his wife said, he's going to somehow fall before Mordecai the Jew. You see how Esther lost her nerve the night before, and she could just stutter out the words, "Can you come tomorrow, please?" So God works through weak people, and we're weak little ones, and God works through us.